How does someone count how many calories they really need in a day? Like, for example, if I want to bulk up, and how many calories would I need in a day?
So calories in a day would depend upon the person again. But at the same time, you definitely want to be in that surplus. Obviously, I think each one of you guys have heard the term dirty bulking versus clean bulking.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next little bit, macronutrients, definitely plays a big role in there. So dirty bulking, or just getting those calories in.
What
the fuck? Oh, hell no. Bro, I stopped that shit. Fuck this guy.
So basically, you want to keep those percentages throughout. So if you are bulking, you still want to keep those percentages as far as the intake of your food.
Yeah.
So if you are curious, a healthy range that you should be in as far as how much percentage of carbohydrates you should be eating and protein and fats. If you're looking at carbs, 45 to 65% of your dietary intake should come from carbohydrates.
Yes. See, there's also this other misconception that people are afraid of carbs. Afraid to eat carbs.
And ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, exactly. He's afraid to eat carbs.
And I'm even afraid to eat carbs. Like, I'm down to say that. But it's like, it's just the fact that I'm not really educated on what carbs are actually the carbs I'm supposed to eat. Because, you know, there's refined carbs, there's all these muffins, pastries, all these, like, sugary carbs. And, like, those things, like, when you're, I'm trying to clean bulk, by the way. So it's like,
that's good.
When I try to eat those types of things. So how can I even, like,
bulk up with carbs?
What about pasta? I'm thinking about pasta, bread, or like, I don't know. I know not white bread. There's multigrain whole bread or whole wheat bread.
Whole grain.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So there's going
to
be pasta.
Do you have more to add? No, I want to comment.
Go for it.
I didn't have an opportunity.
Go for it.
Where does this come from? I'm afraid of carbs.
I want to ask
Strakis.
Sure.
I don't think it's a requirement to eat carbs. Now, that's with that saying, I don't completely shut off carbs, but I probably eat 15% at most of my diet as carbs.
What does that
pretty
say?
Low.
What
pretty
does that
low.
Say? 45, 60, yeah.
45,
60. It's 45 to 65.
And it has worked efficiently. And again, I think there are diets that work for everyone. And I don't even think I run a diet. I just fucking free flow. But I do believe in the conception of carbs are the only macronutrient that is not necessary. Protein your body requires and fat your body requires. Carbs is only required for energy. Which actually fat can be, because I know the science behind it. I took a nutrition course. I have some credibility too. glycogen. Carbs create glycogen, or is it glucose? One of the two.
It produces glycogen.
Glycogen.
Storage. Yeah.
And then that is what your body uses to burn.
Glycogen is the complex.
Carbs and fats, right?
Complex chemical, if you will, and then glucose is sugary. The very simplified sugary. Yeah.
Will your body feel burns both or one? Carbs convert into
both,
which one?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Both. Which is burned, but if you do not consume these carbs at an excess period, the fat in your body is actually will be burned, correct? That's keto right there.
Yes. That's pretty much a keto diet.
It's pretty much a keto diet, but I don't know.
Dude, like, Lily, this happened a couple of days ago. I've been, like, trying to research diets and stuff like that. The one day I just, like, was like, you know what, I'm just not going to eat that many carbs today. And my body wasn't used to that. So it's like, all day I was just in like a fucking, like, I was weak.
How did you feel?
I was weak as shit.
Yeah.
Like, I just felt retarded. So the thing is, I was afraid to eat carbs too because it gives you brain fog. Because when you do digest things, there's always going to be inflammation in your stomach, regardless of what it is when you put it in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens to break down stuff. And what that does is like all your energy goes to your stomach and then now you can't think. So that's why I want to think, but then bulk, and then I want to eat carbs, but I also want to think. It's like, I don't know what the fuck to do anymore.
You're on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So
that's facts. That's facts. Yeah.
So what you want to think of as far as carbohydrates go is that there are nutrients in those carbohydrates, and there's a lot of hydration in those carbohydrates. So carbs is not just limited to bread. So carbs can be anything from fruits, vegetables, and
beans, nuts,
herbs,
spices.
Spinach. Yep. My Popeyes, bro. That's my fucking inspiration.
Popeyes the restaurant or the guy?
No,
the guy.
Okay.
Spinach,
bro.
Well, you said fucking
Popeyes. Yeah, that's my dream physique.
Popeye apostrophe S.
Yeah, that's my dream physique. That's my dream physique for sure.
Are you gonna roll up
your
forearms?
What?
Let me switch it over. Dude, Rosa Cartoon.
Probably bigger than that.
Yeah.
Papa has a solid cat. It's good.
You go,
that was nuts.
The thing is that, like, carbohydrates, like, the book I read, it said carbohydrates are the single most important food for long-term health and brain health.
Really?
So you shouldn't really neglect carbs. I gotta start realistic. I shouldn't be afraid of carbs.
Yes, that's it. yes, you are correct.
I shouldn't be afraid
of carbs. Yeah.
I've always been afraid just because, like, it makes me retarded. But I mean, I'm just eating the wrong, I'm eating the wrong carbs. That's the thing. Like, today I eat beef with quinoa today, and the quinoa didn't give me as much brain fog
Gotcha.
It didn't give me as much brain fog as, like, bagel or, like, bread or, like, you know what I'm talking about.
What do you mean when you say refined carbs? You feel retarded. Like, what happens?
Dude, like, you can't think straight. You can do, I can, like, you won't be able to think straight. If you try to read a book, you want to try this? Eat some oatmeal and then go try to read a book. You're not going to remember a single thing on the page. Well, you probably will, but it will take time.
So do I have to eat a lot?
Eat a bowl of oatmeal.
Okay. I was like that with oatmeal, dude. I would eat it before gym and I could not work out. I was lazy.
It just makes it, because carbohydrates increase serotonin temporarily.
Temporary.
And that makes you sleepy.
Should I be concerned? I eat oatmeal every day, bro.
I would not be concerned.
It works for you, you know what I mean? For some people, it doesn't work.
For carbohydrates, you got to think of the consistency of the carbohydrate. So if you're eating a more complex carbohydrate, you're going to have that energy in your system for a lot longer period of time versus a simple carbohydrate, which is going to stay in your system for a very quick period of time. So it'll give you energy really fast, or it'll give you energy over a prolonged period of time.
Which one's better for you, and what is...
Complex lasts longer, and it depends on which one is better for you.
Depends.
So if, for example, you're having a diabetic emergency and you need sugar right then and there, you need simple carbohydrates.
And like, can you even tell me, I have no idea which foods have complex and then which are simple.
Do you like Lifesavers, candies, anything?
Yeah.
Gobstoppers?
I haven't eaten candy.
Do you know those? Those are simple carbohydrates.
Oh, okay.
So something you can get fast?
You search up what that is.
If you look up and look inside of gyms and you notice, like, well, why do they have Coca-Cola and Pepsi and different stuff like that? It's so
that
in case there's a diabetic emergency, people can have those simple sugars in their system.
So it's like potatoes are complex? Things like cheese, rice, bread, all complex?
All complex.
Okay, got it.
And depending on the food dictates its complexity. If you're looking at rice, brown rice is more complex than white rice, one is not necessarily bad versus the other kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah.
It's just what is the purpose of what you need that carbohydrate for.
Okay.
I think, I apologize, I never even let you put the percentages at the start of it, so.
That's okay.
Also, I know it's not very good to eat a lot of carbs in the morning, as for breakfast, it's better to eat more protein and fats, right?
Stop shitting on me, I promise.
It's not that you shouldn't eat carbs in the morning, but what I know is you have to try to eat more healthy fats and protein in the morning.
Is that
something
lean in the morning?
Is that true?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
So basically, like, if you are having those carbs, carbs are great for you, but at the same time, you need something that's going to stay in your stomach for a prolonged period of time so you don't feel hungry later, too. So having that protein source is important to have in there, because protein is going to stay in your stomach a lot longer than carbohydrates, and fat is going to basically cycle out of there really quick.
So let me put you guys on, bro. I have a Kodiak oatmeal, 20 grams of protein, that alone, then you throw in some peanut butter. I don't know if they're really fast in that. More peanut, more protein. Then you throw in some milk. I have protein milk. This bitch is going to disapprove of that, but that's okay. More protein. And then what else is there? I also throw in chocolate chips. Healthy fats, guys. Totally healthy.
Yeah, right. Healthy.
Hold on, I got one word for it.
I want to... Okay. You're
coping.
You're coping. There's better options. You're coping.
I actually want to... I want to contradict that statement, whoever said not having... but for me, actually, the only carbohydrates I typically eat in a day is actually my breakfast, nothing else. And I found that it actually works way better. I can function until, for example, 2 p.m. rather than 11 a.m. before I get hungry again.
That's what I'm saying. It's for your diet, depending on what your diet is. Since you don't eat that much carbs throughout the day, probably barely get anything during before you go to sleep.
No, I get 20 grams of carbs in the morning.
If you barely get anything before you go to sleep, and then in the morning, that's when you need to kind of make up for it, then sure. But if you eat carbs throughout the day and then you still add more in the morning, that's where you kind of have to slow down. Am I right? Am I wrong?
Correct. To an
extent. Yeah. Okay. So
you would want to eat carbs around your workouts, pretty much. So like, for example, today my breakfast was eggs, and then I had kiwis, and I put honey on it, and that was like my pre-workout kind of. I did it. Do fruits like do they kick in faster?
Mm-hmm. It is a form of sugar, so that's fructose.
Yeah, fructose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so my workout was good. It was pretty good. I felt like energized and stuff like that. And then after, I had more carbs after that, just because to fuel myself. So yes. I'm kind of like using carbs as like a way to fuel my body when I need it. You know what I mean? And I don't want to just like put carbs in myself like all the time. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah, definitely.
Well, what would you say is the most important nutrient on there?
Protein.
Of course, yeah, protein. I know it's protein.
Yeah, Jim Rose, where you at? Protein.
They are all equally important. So all of these you can think of have a function. So as far as carbohydrates, think of that as like gas for your car.
Yeah.
Protein, think of that as like your repair guy for your car. And then fats, think of that as like the oil for your car. So they all function and have a very important role.
Did you just think of that right now?
I've used that before.
Okay.
But at the same time, they all play a very important role, and you shouldn't neglect any of them. I know you're taking in a little bit of carbs, so that's good, because they do all have nutrients that you need in order to function.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, people, like, they don't intuitively eat. They just eat whatever they want. So it's like for example, like I said, like I'm using carbs in a way that can fuel my body when I need the fuel. Mm-hmm. And then just so I can think later, I don't really eat carbs. I eat carbs in like the middle of the day when my workout is, and then I don't eat carbs towards bedtime too, because yes, you could eat carbs before bed, but it's going to be slow digestion in your stomach. You won't be able to fall asleep as better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
essentially, like, and everybody is a little bit different as far as like what your wheelhouse that works best for you. It's not going to be the same as
yours. Yeah, exactly. It's different for everyone. Everyone's body's different.
True. Mm-hmm.
I just started to realize that, too. Like, I'm trying to, like, research diets and stuff. I'm like, his diet's different, this guy's different, this guy's different. I'm like, what the fuck do I pick from?
I'll argue
you make up your own.